Hello, ladies and gents. I hope you're all having or have had a very happy Valentine's Day. It's day 10 of February. I must say that although I was never really big into these audio challenges before, for some reason I have looked forward every day this month to finding what the prompt would be for a given day and then participating in that day's event. So, thanks very much to Sassy Cat. I actually have not gone on Twitter to read the prompts in advance. I've been taking my cues from other people's booze. And apparently I'm a poet and don't know it. But that's been part of the fun. I must confess I'm a tad disappointed that some people have chosen not to carry on with February. They started out strong, but their posts have sadly trickled down to not. And I know people are busy, and so I don't mean to be critical. I'm just sad not to hear from people. But I'm still here. Silly as ever, perhaps, but still here. So, the prompt for today asks us to talk about a favorite activity we'd like to do with someone special. Well, I'm not in a relationship at the moment, and that, frankly, does not bother me. I'm not averse to being in one, per se. I mean, if something special really does come along, if I find myself having feelings for someone sometime down the road, I'm not averse to that, but I don't really mind that I'm not in a relationship at the moment. I don't feel that I have to be. So I can't really talk about an activity that I would do with a loved one, per se, in a romantic sense. But I will talk about activities that I like to do with a good friend. And she's someone very special in my life. And that is my good friend Kim. I ought to have talked about her in the prompt that asked us to discuss someone who was an inspiration to us. And for some reason, I didn't. I don't know why. I shouldn't have overlooked her at all. But she's also been a huge inspiration in my life. I love to read books with her. We'll listen to audiobooks together on occasion because she has a very keen mind, and it's fun to listen to the same material that we both like and bounce ideas off each other. I also love to listen to music with her because musically she is incredibly talented, and she has a way of picking up on things like key changes and why they work, or orchestral flourishes, and how they add to a piece that I might miss. And she also has perfect pitch, as do I, so it's kind of nice to be able to discuss, you know, what key a piece is in, or what key we're hearing, and know what we're talking about, and know what the other person is talking about. Because if you talk about that sort of thing to someone who doesn't have perfect pitch, they might be a music enthusiast, but they also might go, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. It was dreadful when we were both on medication at one point that messed up our pitch. She was on this medication first, and then I had to take it after a while, which was really strange, because we never knew what key something was in. And for us, that's very unusual. It's like not having eyesight for someone who has seen all his or her life. So yes, we love to listen to music together, because she'll pick up on things that I might not notice and vice versa. And let's see, what other favorite activities do we have? I'm hoping to get her to go to the gym with me that belongs to this building. It's not actually located at this building, but it's a gym that people from this building can use. So it'd be nice to exercise together, have good company while exercising. Oh, I should talk about what we usually do on each other's birthdays. We usually go to an Italian restaurant, the best Italian restaurant I've ever been to in my life, called La Piazza Allegra. And oh my goodness, their seafood is incredibly delicious, but they also have like fresh pasta and the best homemade sauces, and even really good thin crust pizza. Oh. So she's as much a devotee of Italian food as I am. So we usually do that on each other's birthday. If we don't go there, we will go to a restaurant. I don't think this is actually the name of the restaurant. I've just come to call it that because other friends of mine have. We call it the Duke. And it's a bar and grill type place, but the food is really good. For some reason, Kim's parents are totally averse to the idea of going there because they think, oh, it's a pub, it's going to be terrible food. Well, it's not. It's all homemade. They make really excellent sandwiches and wraps and also amazing pasta. I don't think the pasta is fresh as it is at La Piazza Allegra, but very good food there. The burgers are good, the fish and chips are good. And that's one of Kim's favorite places, so once in a while we go there too. They have apparently really good cheesecake there as well. I'm not a cheesecake fan, but Kim is. She's the cheesecake connoisseur. I very seldom eat cheesecake. Having said that, my dad had some rather good cheesecake when I was last at my parents' place, and he very kindly offered me some, so I tried it. It was pumpkin cheesecake. I'm not usually a cheesecake fan, but I didn't dislike that at all. We also just like to have coffee together and, you know, talk companionably together, or we're not averse to companionable silence either, really. So it's wonderful to have a good friend with whom one has a lot in common. I don't know what I would do without her. She's a very important part of my life.